The breaking news keeps rolling when you're at work. Use the audio stream at KSL.com for Doug Wright and KSL News Radio.
You know, it's interesting because we posted just a few moments ago from the National Journal a tweet that they sent out, and it said this: if Sanders wins the California primary and offers a rules change at the Democratic convention requiring superdelegates to vote for the candidate who won their state's primary or caucus, there's more than a theoretical chance that Hillary Clinton may not be the Democratic nominee for president. Well, I'll tell you, that got a few folks reacting, let's put it that way, on our text message board and also on our Doug Wright Show Facebook page. And this person said, they can't do that. No, it's not possible. The rule would take effect next season, not be, you know, effective post facto. And this person said, thought you couldn't just change the rules about primaries that easy. Well, you know, remember the discussion? And it was put into place when Mitt Romney was running in 2012 at the Republican convention that you had to win at least 8 states. Remember, as we were looking at John Kasich and others, that rule was contemplated being changed in the upcoming Republican convention. So, you know, this is the party show. The party can pretty much do whatever they want. And the delegates can be pretty persuasive at various times, and that's one of the reasons that we have invited to join us here on the program today, Lauren Littlefield, who is the Utah Democratic Party Executive Director. And I understand, Lauren, last night you had quite the meeting.
We did indeed, Doug. It was quite the meeting, but I think we had a really good conversation about the superdelegate issue, and I think that we walked away with a good compromise and an important question raised.
It is kind of interesting. You know, I've talked with Peter Caroon about this. We talked with Wayne Holland about this last week. I don't think you and I specifically talked about this, but the divvying up of the superdelegates in the state of Utah, if you were just to look at the two that were going for Hillary Clinton, the two that were going for Bernie Sanders, if you thought, well, that does that reflect how Utah voted? And it certainly doesn't. Utah's Democrats and independents who could vote in your caucus primary, because it was a slam dunk for Bernie. It was like 80-20, wasn't it? 79-21, something like that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. 79-19 with a few, you know, other folks. But, yeah, I mean, the math, you know, if you look at the superdelegates by themselves, it doesn't make sense. But if you look at the Utah delegation as a whole, you know, Sanders walks away with 78% of the full delegation, which is, you know, proportional to his victory here in Utah.
There was a bylaw amendment, number one, that ended up being defeated last night, proposed by Robin Ballard. And boy, this was pretty punitive. Any unpledged delegate who failed to cast the vote at the Democratic National Convention, basically that reflected what happened in the race in the state, must resign any position within the party, the executive committee, not hold any such position in the future, nor receive support included. It was kind of like, you know, you will be banished, and kind of almost biblical.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Creating a blacklist.
Right. That did not fly, but what did fly was a resolution. Tell us about the resolution.
So what passed last night was a non-binding resolution that encourages the Democratic National Committee to take a look at the superdelegate process. The resolution specifically asks the DNC to eliminate the superdelegate process, and it invites other states to join us in this request of the DNC. I think it's an important conversation to have. You know, like you were saying earlier, we're constantly looking at rules and changing rules and both parties. And I think this is a good urge with so many new people and a lot of new engaged folks that want to have a larger voice.
As far as the convention itself, when we get to the convention in Philadelphia, and I'll be back there. It's you know, who thought maybe the big show will be in Philadelphia instead of Cleveland? What do you think the odds are of this thing getting turned on its ear, like the National Journal has kind of speculated about?
I mean, for better or for worse, I think it's unlikely that the rules will change. I mean, I think that you'll see a lot of states kind of going the way that Utah went last night in urging the conversation. But I think at the end of the day, you know, the DNC makes the rules, and that is what it is. And I can't imagine those rules will change this year, but hopefully they'll change and, you know, reflect more people's opinions in 4 years.
As you anticipate the next big round, which is coming up a week from yesterday, a week from today, we'll be talking about the aftermath. It really does appear that Hillary Clinton will be, barring something unbelievable almost at this point at the national convention, will be the, she's already in many viewpoints, the presumptive nominee. How much of a factor is the Sanders running and his great showing, especially among young people? How much is that going to play into what might happen in the upcoming election?
You know, I think Tuesday is going to be a very interesting day in the state of California. If you would have asked me to predict things in Utah on March 22nd, I would have been dead wrong. So I will say that Tuesday, I think, is going to be a very interesting day, and it's going to be closer than anyone thinks.
As far as the coming together of the party, to tell you the truth, I've been a little surprised. I mean, there are still all kinds of rumblings on the Republican side. People seem to begrudgingly fall into line now behind Donald Trump. There's still talk, of course, of a third-party run. Names are being suggested. Fairly powerful people are upset about the Donald Trump nomination. But I have to admit, I'm a little surprised at how quickly the dominoes have fallen and people are getting in line. With Bernie Sanders, folks, assuming that things go the direction that we're all anticipating, do you think they're going to pretty much get on board? Early on, all the polls said that they would. Lately, it's saying that they're more reluctant.
I would agree with the polls. I think eventually, at the end of the day, people will get on board and support the eventual nominee, whoever that might be. I think when it comes right down to it, when you're in the voting booth, people are either not going to vote, right, or they're not going to vote for Donald Trump, and they're going to vote for the Democrat. So I think that people will come together. We saw this kind of contention in 2008 on the presidential level between President Obama and Secretary Clinton. And we even see it here on a local level, right? The Salt Lake City mayor's race was very contentious. So, and eventually people all get behind the mayor and everything works out fine.
Do you believe that there is any heartburn now within the superdelegate rank? And I know each and every one of these individuals, and I like them all. Peter Caroon and Wayne Holland are going for Bernie Sanders. Breanne Miller and Patrice Arendt are going for Hillary Clinton. Do you think that there is any second guessing amongst Breanne and Patrice regarding their support of Hillary Clinton based on the hubbub that we are hearing, and especially the vote within your party?
Definitely the conversation has made all four of our superdelegates kind of pause. I think that there's been a lot of civil dialogue, but I think there's also been a lot of uncivil dialogue. I think, definitely Breanne was able to attend the meeting last night and definitely feels like the superdelegate conversation is a worthwhile conversation to have. But she's, been a longtime party advocate. She's been involved in the party at every level. And she's also been a Clinton supporter since 2008. So, she's not wavering in her support, but I think she is absolutely, or no, I don't think she is absolutely supportive of the resolution that was passed.
Lauren, I really appreciate you joining us here on the program. We're going to watch this closely. And a week from today, things are going to be pretty much done and over and wrapped up. Donald Trump is already the presumptive nominee. Most people believe it will be Hillary Clinton, but boy, a strong showing in California by Bernie Sanders would be a real interesting factor. And we appreciate your viewpoints, and we appreciate you joining us.
Thanks a lot, Doc. Have a good day.
Thank you for joining us. Lauren Littlefield with us, Utah Democratic Party Executive Director. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we've got your voice, your vote.